We're going to end today with a story from Mags Thompson, who started visiting Wetherspoons with her late husband Ian more than a decade ago. Now, her husband has died, but she's continuing trying to visit all of these Wetherspoons. She's now visited 990 of them. I spoke to Mags the weekend and asked her how it all started.
Well, my late husband was a great railway enthusiast, and I used to stand on the platform with him, and it used to be quite interesting, but after a while it got really boring and it was very cold. So one day in August 1994, we were on Reading platform, and I said to Ian, "I've had enough of this today, dear. I'm going to go and look for a nice pub." So I went down to the town centre of Reading, and I came across one of their Wetherspoons pubs called the Monk's Retreat. So I went in there, had a couple of drinks, and I phoned Ian and I said, "Why don't you come here and meet me?" And that is how it started.
How many years ago is that?
It was August 1994 that was we started.
You see, that's fine, that's how it started, but it's slightly bonkers where it then went to, isn't it?
I know, and then what happened was Wetherspoons didn't have a directory out at that time. So what we did was I went round the shops and the pubs where we were going, and Ian went on the railway platforms. And then, of course, as Wetherspoons grew, they then brought out a directory. So I then started highlighting off the directory. And it just went from there. And that's how it all started.
What is it about Wetherspoons?
Well, because now, especially on my own, and when my husband passed away 5 years ago, I had 2 years off, not venturing very far.
Yeah.
And then a couple of my friends said, "Why don't you try going away for a couple of nights on your own to see how you get on?" So I thought, well, I'll go to Newcastle, and I went there, and I really enjoyed it, and I couldn't wait, you know, to start the bug again. What I really like about them is I feel, as a woman on their own, I can go in there, sit, read a newspaper, have a drink that's a reasonable price, and have a decent meal. And it's just really somewhere to go. And now, of course, because I'm trying to get them all done, and my late husband and I tried to get them all done, I'm seeing it as a challenge.
And have Wetherspoons been in touch to help you along the way?
Well, a couple of my friends wrote in to say that they would like some recognition for me. This was a good few years ago. But, I mean, I've not been doing it for the recognition. I've just been doing it because, as I say, it started out as a project with my late husband and myself, which I then wanted to carry on. But we never heard anything. But then after another couple of my friends wrote in, I had a letter from them. And then they... assistant editor from the Wetherspoons News contacted me, and the article went in the Wetherspoons News, and then of course the BBC News then did the article, and then it's all started today.
They haven't even all of this publicity you're getting them, they haven't even offered you a free drink in their pubs, no?
Not yet, no.
I like that, Lily.